Welcome back to Exploring America, State by State, the podcast where we roll down the windows, skip the fast lanes, and discover what makes each corner of this incredible country worth the detour. Today, we are stepping into one of the most historically significant states in the entire nation, a place where America's story did not just begin, but began dramatically, loudly, and with a lot of tea thrown into a harbor. Today we are in Massachusetts, and this state does not ask you to imagine the past. It shows it to you, brick by brick, harbor by harbor, story by story. Let's go. Massachusetts is the birthplace of the American Revolution, home to Harvard and MIT, and the place where the Red Sox play at Fenway Park, the oldest ballpark in Major League Baseball. Cape Cod is one of the great American summer destinations. Salem defined autumn atmosphere. The Patriots, the Celtics, and some of the best chowder on the planet round out the picture. And the accent, the legendary dropped R of a Boston native saying Pak the Ka in Havad Yad, is as much a part of this state's identity as any monument on the Freedom Trail. For scenic drives, Route 6A along Cape Cod's North Shore is one of the finest in New England. Saltbox houses, antique shops, cranberry bogs, and the ocean appearing between the trees. The Mohawk Trail in western Massachusetts follows an ancient Native American path through the Berkshire Hills with sweeping valley views. Route 127 from Gloucester through Rockport along Cape Ann is a loop of fishing shacks, granite headlands, and artists' studios that will absolutely stop your scroll. The Freedom Trail is 2.5 miles of red brick connecting 16 historic sites through downtown Boston. You can walk in a single afternoon. It starts at Boston Common, America's oldest public park, and moves through Faneuil Hall, the Cradle of Liberty, and the Old South Meeting House, where the Sons of Liberty assembled on the night of December 16, 1773, before marching to the harbor and dumping 342 chests of British tea into the water. The Boston Tea Party Ships and Museum brings that night back to life, with costumed actors and replica ships right on the harbor. And it is genuinely one of the best history experiences in America. The USS Constitution, Old Ironsides, is the oldest commissioned warship still afloat in the world, docked at the Charlestown Navy Yard, undefeated in battle, and free to board. The trail ends at Bunker Hill Monument, where climbing 294 steps inside the granite obelisk rewards you with one of the finest views in Boston. Boston Harbor is a gleaming waterfront with harbor cruises, whale-watching boats, and ferry service to the harbor islands. South Station, the Grand Beaux-Arts rail terminal downtown, is your gateway for Amtrak trains and commuter rail lines stretching across the state. For getting around the city, the T, the MBTA subway, is entirely your best move. The green, red, blue, and orange lines cover nearly every destination for a few dollars a ride. Skip the rental car in Boston completely. Cheers, yes, the TV show, was inspired by a real bar. The Bull and Finch Pub, now called Cheers Beacon Hill, sits on Beacon Street steps from the public garden, exterior exactly as you remember from the opening credits. Go once, get the photo, say Norm out loud, and enjoy it. And the chowder, called Chowda by everyone born here, is thick, creamy, and loaded with clams, best in a bread bowl at Legal Seafoods, or any honest clam shack on the Cape. It is not a side dish. It is a full commitment. Salem in October is one of the most atmospheric travel experiences in America. The city leans completely into its 1692 witch trial history, with haunted tours, psychic shops, and a Halloween celebration that runs the entire month. The Witch Trials Memorial near Charter Street Cemetery is quiet and genuinely moving. Visit the second or third weekend of October to avoid the worst crowds and you will have the experience of a lifetime. Plymouth is where the Mayflower Pilgrims landed in 1620. Plymouth Rock, the boulder where they allegedly first stepped ashore, is smaller than most visitors expect. Manage your expectations on the rock itself, but do not miss the Mayflower II, a full-scale replica of the original ship docked nearby. Standing on its deck and imagining 66 days crossing the Atlantic in that vessel is one of the more humbling things you can do in Massachusetts. Cape Cod stretches 65 miles into the Atlantic like a flexed arm, offering beaches, seafood shacks, salt marshes, lighthouses, and charming towns in every direction. Provincetown at the tip is vibrant with galleries and whale-watching boats. Chatham has the soul of a classic New England village with a working fish pier. The Cape Cod National Seashore protects 40 miles of pristine Atlantic-facing beach. Summer on the Cape is simply magnificent. For hidden gems, the Berkshires in western Massachusetts is one of the most underrated arts and nature regions in America. Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, hosts outdoor concerts under the stars that are extraordinary. And the coastal town of Rockport, north of Boston, is a perfectly preserved fishing village with galleries, seafood, and one of the most photographed fishing shacks in New England. An honest word on tourist traps. Quincy Market at Faneuil Hall is beautiful, but the food stalls inside carry tourist prices. Step one block away and find better for half the cost. Salem, the weekend immediately before Halloween, is genuinely overwhelming. Plan the second or third weekend instead. For RV travelers, Nickerson State Park in Brewster on Cape Cod is the premier paid option with wooded sites at $30 to $45 per night. Book months ahead for summer. Wampatuck State Park, south of Boston, is a solid paid option for the South Shore. Free camping on public land in Massachusetts is very limited, but Harvest Host members will find farm and winery stops across the Pioneer Valley, and Berkshire's well worth checking. For places to stay, the Fairmont Copley Plaza in Boston's Back Bay is the grand classic in the city. The Chatham Bars Inn on Cape Cod is one of the finest seaside resorts on the entire East Coast. The Porches Inn at Massmosier in North Adams is a great Berkshire's base. Budget travelers will find solid chain options along Route 9 in Brookline and Newton with easy T access to the city. Logan International Airport is your primary gateway with worldwide connections. Amtrak's Acela and Northeast Regional trains connect South Station to New York in under 4 hours. And for Cape Cod in summer, the Cape Flyer seasonal train from South Station to Hyannis is a genuinely enjoyable way to arrive without fighting Route 6 traffic. Use the T in Boston. Outside the city, a car is your best tool. On cell coverage, Boston and the inner suburbs have outstanding service on all carriers. Cape Cod Route 6 is solid in the towns, but has gaps in the national seashore. The Berkshire Hills can be spotty in the valleys. Verizon is the most reliable rural carrier. Download offline maps for any hiking west of Worcester. For budget, Boston is a premium city. Mid-range Back Bay hotels run $200 to $350 per night in summer. Seafood dinner for two runs, $50 to $80. The Freedom Trail is free. The Tea Party ships run about $35 per adult. A tea ride is $3. Cape Cod accommodations run $150 to $300 per night in peak season. And Nickerson State Park camping is your best budget play on the Cape. For food, get a lobster roll in Rockport or Gloucester for the freshest you will ever taste. Try a Boston cream pie, the official state dessert, invented at the Parker House Hotel. Hunt down a fluffernutter sandwich, peanut butter and marshmallow fluff on white bread, invented right here in Massachusetts and defiantly regional. And get a Dunkin' coffee, because the state has more Dunkin' locations per capita than anywhere else on Earth, and locals treat it as infrastructure. Summer in Massachusetts is spectacular. July and August on Cape Cod mean beaches, seafood, and long golden evenings. Boston in summer is alive with outdoor concerts and harbor events. For the best itinerary, spend 2 nights in Boston on the Freedom Trail and waterfront. Take a day trip to Salem, stop in Plymouth for a morning, then head to the Cape for 3 nights. That is a Massachusetts summer in a week you will carry for years. Massachusetts is a place where history is not behind glass. It is in the streets, the harbor, the old meeting houses still standing after 300 years, from Plymouth Rock to Provincetown, from Beacon Hill to the Berkshires. This state gave more to the founding of this country than perhaps any other, and it is still giving. Travel it with your eyes open. The story is still being told. Next week, we head south into the smallest state in the Union, and it punches far above its size. Next episode is Rhode Island, the ocean state. Cliff walks in Newport, mansions that make Versailles look modest, the most fiercely defended chowder rivalry in New England, and a capital city most travelers walk past without realizing what is there. Small state, big personality. You do not want to miss it. Thank you for riding along today. Until next time, keep the windows down, the map open, and the coffee hot.